We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Que la calle bota fuego, fuego.
Here to 560 WQAM, Greg Likens here with you. Hylia Hector on the other side of the glass. We're going to be taking you up until 10 o'clock as we enter the 8 o'clock hour here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you to start 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hours. Happy Good Friday to everybody. An early happy Easter, happy Passover, whatever it is that you are celebrating. Or if you don't celebrate any of that stuff, then just a happy Friday to everybody out there. And appreciate you tuning in as we help you kick off the weekend. Plenty of NBA basketball this weekend. Of course, you got the Canes spring game tomorrow, which you can hear broadcast right here on 560 WQAM starting at 11 a.m. I think the game itself starts at noon, but the broadcast will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Orlando. And of course, we have a ton of conversation, speculation, predictions, everything else involving the NFL draft, which will take place, will start 6 weeks or 6 days from tonight. And, of course, a week from tonight, we're also going to have the second and third rounds. In fact, a week from tonight, I'll be on these airwaves. I'll be here along with Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler. We'll be providing draft coverage next Friday night. I'll also be helping provide draft coverage on Thursday night next week as well. So we got a lot on tap when it comes to all of that. As always, if you want to get involved here in the program, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line is 560-22. 560-22 is how you get involved in the conversation. I do want to talk about this situation with the Raiders here in a moment, but I do want to read a couple of texts first. All right, so now you got Frank and Kendall upset. Frank's just out. You know, I appreciate Frank because he's doing his job. He drives Uber and he listens to the show. And Frank says, Hector's just mad that I'm listening to you and not the music on the radio. Somebody else simply says, hey, great job, Hitman Hialeah Hector, a.k.a. Triple H. Wow, you got a new nickname. Or is that something that you've had before?
Triple H?
Or Hitman Hialeah Hector.
Oh, the Hitman Hialeah Hector? No, never.
Okay.
Never. But I gladly accept it.
Yeah, that's... I think
and embrace
that's a,
it.
That's a pretty good one. Keats texts in and says, RIP Finsiders. There you go. Yes. Show is long gone.
Yeah. we're very sadly disappointed that show ended. Should have stayed on the radio at least.
Well, yeah. Many things could have happened with the show that did not. So we'll leave it at that. But thank you, Hector. All right. We've got another text here in reference to Pat Riley. As much as I love Pat for what he's done, the way he ended with LeBron and how he let Wade leave for a few years, I feel that severely hurt his pull landing big fish. Only way he fixes it with the effect LeBron had on the NBA is to make up with LeBron. I think a fresh start for the Heat wouldn't be too bad either. Interesting. So one of our texters saying Pat Riley should go to L.A., another texter says the only reason Riley would go back to the Lakers would be to trade LeBron to New Orleans for Davis. That's poetic justice. That's from a text from the Mad King. So now not only are most of our texters signing their name, but they're also creating their own nicknames as well. I love it.
Loving the creativity. You see what you've done? You even make the texters better, Greg.
I don't know if it's me. I think it may be you because they're afraid of you calling them losers.
Oh, they just got to text incorrectly, right? Grammar.
You're providing some peer pressure.
Proper usage of commas. Not too long a text message. Send it in parts if you can.
There you go. There you go.
I don't want you to have another, you know, situation like you did in the last hour.
Okay. Thank
you're
you.
Just bumbling and bumbling you're of Frank.
You're looking out for my best interest.
Here. Yeah. Frank decides he wants to do Uber and text at the same time. I don't think that's a good idea.
I hope that Frank texts in when he's parked, right? Or he's at a stoplight or something. I hope he texts responsibly. That's for sure.
I hope he's texting. I hope he's not texting while at that moment when you're in front of the car. I mean, in front of the person's house and you're supposed to be calling him.
Oh.
I think maybe that's when he's probably texting
you. Nah, Frank seems like a guy who has good etiquette when it comes to being an Uber driver. That's just my read on that. Now, listen to this one. You had a feeling this was going to come. Somebody says, only way that Pat Riley can leave is if he promises to take Eric Spoelstra with him. Oh, man. Talk about that would be the end of an era, right? If Riley and Spoelstra leave. You think LeBron would like Spoelstra being his head coach again?
Maybe. You think that's a package? That's a package deal?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Spoelstra would leave.
Spoelstra's his own guy at this point in his career, right?
I think so, yeah. And in fact, dare I say that if Pat Riley were to leave, I would be inclined to think, and now some people might not think this is appropriate, but I would be inclined to say that Spoelstra would get more power in that case and have say in personnel. That's my gut feeling, but I don't think any of that's going to happen. All right, our buddy Aj says, hey, props for getting my name right, Greg. No worries, Aj. I did my best. It was a good guess on my part. I'm glad I got it right. Okay, so we're getting some more texts. We'll read some more of those.
Wait, Kendall Toto, where's Kendall the Postmates?
Toto, text line 56022. I wasn't taking that seriously. You.
I was.
You want Aj to get us food?
I was looking up in Postmates to see what's
around
here.
That's what you were doing
here.
On your phone?
Yeah, that's what I was doing to see what we can order that's by the station because I'm hungry. I mean, we're here for another 2 hours. I was expecting this to really go through.
Listen, I'm not going to force Aj, even though he volunteered it, I'm not going to force him to get us food. That's not in my nature. But you obviously are trying to put the pressure on.
Well, 9 out of 10 people would have, you know, butchered that. And you're one of the 10 that said it correctly, pronounced it correctly.
Oh, man.
What kind of reward if
you had the opportunity, what kind of food would you get?
Around here, there's not much, but I mean, if he could be our Postmates personally, I'd ask him to go maybe get some Cuban pizza.
Cuban pizza?
Yeah, order it in Hialeah, have him go to Hialeah, pick it up, and then bring it over.
What is Cuban pizza?
Cuban pizza is just, it's like a fatter crust, you know, not too much tomato sauce. They put one pepperoni in the middle of the entire pie, but all the pepperoni is actually under all the cheese. It's not very different, but I like it better.
Okay, so it's basically pizza, just a little different.
Yeah.
I didn't know if like Cuban pizza was going to be something crazy that I'd never heard of before.
No, not to that extreme.
Okay.
Tio Colo's, Ray's Pizza, just some of the, you know, local stuff in Hialeah.
Well, all I know is that when I go to any of those places, I'm just going to mention your name.
Yes.
See what happens.
You could drop my name anywhere in Hialeah. Yeah, man.
Hitman Hialeah Hector told me to come here. All right, we'll read more of your texts here in a few minutes, but this story emerging courtesy of Ian Rappaport of NFL Network about the Oakland Raiders. This is exactly what we needed 6 days out from the draft, right? I mean, it just really is. So according to Rappaport on Twitter, I'll read a verbatim. Sources, Raiders coach John Gruden and general manager Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend, and they are not expected to return by draft time. The belief is they don't know who to trust and wanted to clear the room. End quote. So, on the surface, this looks really strange. And clearly there's some paranoia there. Now, I do want to read a couple of three other tweets that responded to this that provide some other perspective. And then I'll comment on this. Gil Brandt on Twitter. Gil Brandt, by the way, longtime, you know, Cowboys executive and scout, and a guy who is very, very well respected. He wrote, we never cleared the room out, but sometimes we'd lay traps for scouts we didn't trust. In 1987, we showed our board to a scout with us taking Mike Junkin, a linebacker we didn't like. 2 days later, Cowboys beat writer Jim Dent wrote a story saying we were taking Junkin, hook, line, stinker. Now, I think he meant to say sinker, but he wrote stinker. But either way, that is an amazing story right there. So Gil Brandt doesn't trust a scout. They bring him in, show him the board, and 2 days later, the local beat writer is writing the player that they had on the top of the board. That's one way to figure out who the rat is, who the snitch is. Now, Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network on Twitter wrote this, quote, when I started scouting in 2003, most teams allowed scouts and coaches to see the draft board. By 2012, most teams only allowed 3 to 4 people, head coach, general manager, personnel director, college director, to have access to the board. This isn't that unusual, end quote. Now, here's another one. Lee Mayock on Twitter. This is Mike Mayock's daughter. This is from early March. She wrote, quote, quick bite with dad. He goes to use the restroom and opts to take his super secret draft binder with him to the bathroom rather than leave it with me for literally 2 minutes, end quote. So that provides a little more perspective as well, because if Mike Mayock doesn't feel he can trust his daughter around a binder on the table, then I can understand him not necessarily trusting the scouts that are potentially working for him in the organization. With that being said, why are Gruden and Mayock so paranoid, and what are they expecting the scouts to do that would make them so paranoid? And if they are indeed that paranoid for good reason, why are those scouts still working for the team, right? Like, if you can't trust these guys, and I understand some will argue, hey, it's a long process. The scouting scouts go through, you know, from last year, the end of the draft to now, right? They build up a year's worth of material and information. I know how this all works. But at the same time, and, you know, you will see, like, I don't know what happened with the Dolphins, but a lot of teams will get rid of and cycle through scouts, and they'll fire some people in their personnel department after the draft, like immediately after, because they've gotten through that cycle, and then, you know, they want to move on to some other people. So maybe we'll see that with the Raiders. In fact, I would guarantee we will, based on this report. But this is so bizarre for so many different reasons. First, it does suggest that the level of paranoia within the Raiders is off the charts. Second, it seems like John Gruden and Mike Mayock, you know, I talked earlier in the show about Brian Flores establishing a culture and establishing an environment, an atmosphere, and allowing everybody to be fully aware of what the expectations are and how they're going to operate. That's what you do when you first begin your job as a head coach in the NFL. That's what you do when you first begin your job if you are a CEO, if you are any person in which your job function requires you to be managing or leading people. So it doesn't even have to be like a higher up in the organization. Like, heck, that'd be like, you know, like Hialeah, you and I work together, and that'd be like you and I making sure we're on the same page with what's expected when we do a show together, right? We just have an understanding, and then we follow through with it. And if something awry pops up, then one of us, it's our responsibility to bring it up at the time rather than let it fester and let it linger. So if you're John Gruden, when you got the job a year ago, you should make sure that there is an understanding in place on how you're going to operate. Same thing with Mike Mayock when he got the GM job. So that part of it seems really strange. And then the third part about this is, if they are behaving this way and it gets out, it creates the impression that the Raiders are not only more dysfunctional than other teams, but they are dysfunctional to a completely different level. Now, again, I've cited examples already. This happens in other organizations to a certain degree. There's one person they're a little suspect about, and we don't know if we can trust him. Let's put him to the test, right? It sounds like a scene from Game of Thrones, right? Like, where you got some of these folks that you don't trust, and you test them in a certain way, and then next thing you know, you behead them or slit their throat.
Which we've yet to talk about, and we've promised.
We will. We will talk about it. So, you know, all of this, you know, we can look at and say, man, what's going on with the Oakland Raiders? But I would also say, if you look at the way this report has manifested itself, their concerns are warranted, aren't they? Because unless Mike Mayock fed this information to Ian Rappaport, I'm guessing Ian Rappaport probably got this information from one of those scouts that had been jettisoned for the weekend, right? Think about it. Ian Rappaport writes on Twitter, sources, Raiders coach John Gruden and GM Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend. They are not expected to return by draft time. The belief is they don't know who to trust and wanted to clear the room. End quote. Either Gruden and or Mayock leaked that to him, which why they would do that, I don't know, because, again, it's making everybody out there view them as being dysfunctional. So if it wasn't them by process of elimination, who else would know the scouts were sent home? Probably the scouts. So if the scouts were sent home because they didn't trust him, and then that information leaks out, guess what, guys? Maybe you do have a problem. Maybe your paranoia is warranted. But all of this, I think, is compounded because, you know, the Raiders have multiple first-round picks. The Raiders have been criticized for getting rid of the likes of Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. So I'm sure there's a pressure that they feel to try to compensate for those losses, which, by the way, those losses were their own doing. So it wasn't like, hey, we lost them, bad luck. No, you traded those guys. So the pressure's on, to be sure. And I know with Mayock, he probably inherited all these scouts because of the timeline of his hiring. But still, man, not a great look 6 days before the draft, right? That's just not a great look. But it's typical Raiders based on recent expectations. I still think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that Mike Mayock's daughter did not trust her with his draft binder for 2 minutes when he went to go use the bathroom when they were in a restaurant. Now, I don't know if that's more about her or if that's more about somebody like walking by and scooping up the draft binder. Either way, that just goes to show you some of these football types, and it probably applies to the other sports as well, they are paranoid with a capital P. That's for sure. All right, we got a bunch of texts rolling in here on a number of different topics. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line is how you reach us. When we come back, we're going to read some of those. I want to update you on the scores that are taking place. Plus, before we wrap up this hour, which you got a long way to go, over 40 minutes, I want to get to the latest editions of the mock drafts you're seeing and which players they're linking the Dolphins to. So we'll get to all of that coming up. Read your text messages when we come back here on QAM. Oh, man, you're getting me excited playing the Game of Thrones theme song, Hylia Hector. Last weekend, I had this stuck in my head, and I was, like, making up different lyrics for it. Like, you know what I mean? I just had this stuck in my head.
It's a great score.
Awesome score. Let you in on a little story. By the way, Greg Likens here with you. Hylia Hector on the other side of the glass as we continue on this Friday night. If you want to text us, 560-22 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. My sister got married, it's coming up, it'll be 3 years ago this summer, and at her wedding, so the way it worked, that she got married in Chicago, because that's where her now husband is originally from, and we had some roots in Chicago as well, so she got married up in Chicago, but so the venue that she was married at, beautiful venue, they had the actual wedding itself in this room. And then you leave when the wedding was over and go out to this little reception area. And then the folks who worked there turned that room that had held the actual ceremony itself into the area in which you had the actual reception. So, you know, you go out of that venue once the actual ceremony was over. And then there was a little cocktail hour, right, for everybody. And then, you know, once the cocktail hour is over, they had changed the room around, put all the tables up, so you got the dinner and the dance floor and everything, then you go back in. So I didn't get to appreciate this because I was in the wedding, and then, you know, for the bride and groom and then the wedding parties, after the ceremony, we left the other side of this venue, and there are all these pictures being taken, right? All these, but with the family members, all this other stuff. So then all the people who weren't involved in the pictures are in this area for the cocktail hour, and at the area for the cocktail hour, they had a quartet, an orchestra there, right? And that group, among the songs that they played, was the Game of Thrones theme song at the cocktail hour at their wedding. So they requested them to do it, and that was part of the reason why they hired them, because they were like, oh, we can, you know, here's a list of songs we can play. And so I unfortunately was not there to get to hear it and appreciate it, but I was just imagining the folks, like friends of ours, other family members who are there, you know, maybe sipping on a drink, they're socializing. And, you know, most of the time the music is in the background and it stays there and you don't maybe notice it. You know, it just sounds nice and you're just caught up in your conversations, whatever it might be. But I'm just imagining some of those folks, you know, maybe they're sipping on a beverage. They're in the middle of a conversation and they're like, hey, wait, that sounds familiar. Yeah, is that the Game of Thrones theme song? All right, there we go.
That's a good way to get into the reception, you know?
I agree.
Great segue.
Gets everybody in the mood, right? Here's the plan, Hialeah, since I know you want to talk Game of Thrones. We're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some Game of Thrones. We'll break it all down. So maybe you got to bring back the theme song again for that. Fair enough?
Will do.
Okay. I want to read some of these texts that are rolling in here. Well, one of our texters here says, Dolphins need to build in the trenches most importantly. I agree. On either side of the ball. We'll get to some of the players that they've been linked to here in a moment. Another guy says simply, the guy that's killing it on Jeopardy is a professional sports gambler. LMAO. That's amazing. Yeah, apparently he had another big night tonight. The other night he made like 131 grand. He set some Jeopardy record. I mean, this guy is absolutely tearing it up. And yes, his, I guess you say it's his job. He's a sports gambler. Like, that's what he does. So, pretty cool there. Another texter says, if Spoelstra is a great coach, who in the NBA is not a great coach? It says, love Pezmaster Flash.
Love it.
That's good. Is that the nickname that
I
they're
like
giving
the
themselves?
Creativity. Really
Pez
like
Master me. Flash. Okay.
Ooh, look at what you brought up. Like, now the textures are giving us really good content. No loser texts.
Not like you would say like normal, right?
They've been good today.
They've been
really
very good, right?
Yeah.
People bringing it strong. Now somebody basically calling you out. They say Cuban pizza is school lunch pizza.
All right, now that's a loser text.
I can't tell. I feel like I need to try this Cuban pizza before I can give a full opinion of it.
Yeah, you should. Do a review. Kind of like how the Barstool Sports Prez does his review for pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the pizzeria place, come out with a piece of the pie, and then take a bite live, and then just, you know, give it a number.
Now, every once in a while, you will get a text into the show, and people ask you kind of an off-the-wall question.
Yeah, we usually get that.
Yeah. So one of our texters here says, hey, Hector, if Riley leaves the Heat to run the Lakers, what's the best emotional support animal to get so I can deal with my sadness?
That's a ridiculous text right there. How would I know? No, I'm not an animal.
Do you have any pets?
I have a pet. I have a dog. But I'm no animal or pet connoisseur or anything.
Okay.
How would I know what?
Well, I don't know if this would be a good emotional support animal, but I know there's plenty of them running around here in South Florida. Just go get an iguana.
Oh, those iguanas.
They're all over the place.
There's a bad iguana situation in Hialeah, especially on Okeechobee, on the river running.
Not just Hialeah, but all over.
Davie, big problem.
Davie, all over the place. I used to live in Pembroke Pines, all over.
What's the cause of this iguana debacle we have
going on? The epidemic of iguanas that we have? Well, I think the cause of it is that those things are like dinosaurs. You can't kill them. I mean, right? Like, I mean, they're reptiles that are soaking in the sun, and then the moment you get near them, they can jump into the water and they're swimming around. I mean, those things adapt to any circumstance when it comes to the weather and the environment. Now, unfortunately, I have seen some get run over on the road, so
yes.
you technically they can be killed. But generally speaking, though, like they don't have any like enemies, right? Like I don't think are there any birds of prey swooping down to eat iguanas. I don't know what's out there that would eat an iguana. And meanwhile, they just keep multiplying all over the place.
Yeah, they usually, most of them are running around without a tail, too. Usually their tails are getting cut off or something like that.
Yeah. I have to say, one time, by mistake, make this very clear, by mistake, I ran one over. I just ran in the middle of the road, and I hear this thud. And the craziest thing is, the stupid thing, after I ran it over, I'd look in my rearview mirror, and it kept running. I don't know if it eventually met its demise, but that just showed me that these things are from, like, a different era. I run the iguana over by mistake, and I look in my rearview mirror, and it kept running across the road, despite me having already run it over. So that just tells me that these things are nearly unbreakable.
Yeah, and anytime you get too close to them, that tail is very dangerous.
I don't want to mess with those things.
Yeah, they use their tail as like...
I'm telling you, they look like dinosaurs. All right, so let's see. Our new friend Aj is offering to get us food because you're putting pressure on him. Aj, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to speak on behalf of Hector and myself, and this may create a rift. I don't know how long it will extend, but this may create a never-ending rift between Hector and myself. I am going to thank you for following up on your word, but decline your offer of getting us food. Hialeah, I can see the facial expression you're giving me right now. You're upset about this, but I have a policy here. We're not just going to take free stuff from our audience like that.
Why not?
Well, I know. I think he was doing it just to kind of like be fun.
These texts are real. There's reasons why we get loser texts and they become offensive to me, and I have to, you know, put them in their place and tell them that they're loser text messages because these are real. Whatever gets texted into the show, it's because they mean it.
I'm going to give Aj a pass on this one.
I don't think Aj should get a pass. He should actually go to our place of choosing.
He's going to stop what he's doing here on a Friday night?
Yeah, it's still early. It's still 8:30.
Okay. See, I think we're crossing the line here. We'll deal with this during the break. How about that?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't he put a cap or something on it?
Yeah, he said, in honor of the loss of Lauren Tannehill, you get a $17 limit.
See, I'm with him on the Lauren Tannehill loss. That's very tragic. And 17 bucks, I don't really know what we can get on Postmates.
Well, see, now you're complaining. He's offering to give you $17 worth of food, and you're saying, no, it's too cheap.
Well, delivery fee, service fee, that's already like 10 bucks. What, do we only have $7 for the food? Come on. You got to put a cap on like 30. And that is two, maybe 60. Then we're talking about a good dinner. Something worth waiting for.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, now you're complaining about free food. This is exactly why Oz shouldn't bother to get us any free food. Because you clearly won't appreciate it. One of our texters here says, Vegas has Raiders at 6 wins for the season with the expected Raiders circus. Wait until Antonio Brown opens his big mouth. Yeah, if this season goes south on the field, you know, this is set up for them to be potentially replacing Derek Carr after the season. Antonio Brown being unhappy, yeah. Now, if they get the job done on the field, they draft well, then perhaps John Gruden, Mike Mayock prove us wrong. But in case things go sideways, they could get even spicier based on some of the personalities they have there.
I'm glad they've taken our place as like a laughingstock or
have
poking.
They?
Well, for the moment.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that'll be the case when the Dolphins are winning two games in the upcoming season.
We haven't had any off-the-field issues or any scout being sent home debacle like the Raiders are having right now.
No, not recently, but the Dolphins have had a litany and a long list of those over the last, say, 10 years or so.
But this year, you know, we're starting off fresh. Everything's, okay. You know, everything's going in the right direction. So we think, you know.
I hope so. Yeah, unless they draft the wrong guys. And then all of a sudden we're talking about like the worst team in the league and they don't have any hope for the future.
All I'm trying to say is that beginning this year as a fresh slate, you know, the Raiders are in the leading, you know, they're leading the charge in terms of off the field debauchery and laughstock, you know. Dolphins are not in the bad news, you know.
Not right now. You're right. So hopefully Brian Flores, with this new culture he's instituting, we can avoid some of that. Okay. One of our texters says, Hialeah, Hector, am I a worthless bum if I don't watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
That was quick. I don't think you're a worthless bum. I would just say that you're missing out on a very good show. So I would highly recommend it.
There you go. Sugarcoating it for them. If he said it, I'm answering the question for him. If it is what it is.
It seems a little harsh. Worthless bum? I'm sure whoever this is brings some worth to the table.
He said it, not me.
Somebody else says, just got into Game of Thrones and finished season 2. The show is phenomenal.
Welcome to the club.
Kudos to you. Glad you're catching on. That's a long show to catch up on. So through season 2, you got a long way to go to catch up to current day and everything, but I think it's worth your time. Really, really riveting stuff on a number of different levels. Another texter says, Heat Nation will fight anybody that disrespects Spo or Riley or James Johnson. I was with you on the first two. James Johnson, don't know about that. Somebody says best support animals specifically for Heat fans are hamsters. And our buddy Fallen Poultry says iguana soup is effing amazing. Iguanas have no natural defense against golf clubs. Another one says, they say iguanas are called chicken of the trees. Looks like shredded chicken. Looks. Oh, man.
The iguana epidemic is real, man.
It really is. They're all over the place.
Would you have a pet one? A pet iguana?
No, I don't. I have no interest in iguanas. Actually, when I was growing up, when I was living in the Chicago area, our neighbor had a pet iguana. And I went over a couple times when they were out of town. And they paid me to pet sit. So they had a couple other pets and they had an iguana. And I remember I held the iguana and all that stuff. It wasn't like a monster iguana like the ones we have down here. It was like a smaller one. I'd say a regular. We got the ones down here are like on steroids. And some of them are like
mammoths.
Orange.
They're mammoths of iguanas. They're
right.
Huge.
They're orange. Some of them are like really dark. Others are bright green. All different variations of colors. The orange ones freak me out though. Orange is my favorite color, but I see like the lizard that's orange. And then it's swimming, and then it's climbing trees. It's got the big claws and talons and whatever. It's...
I don't like the dark brown ones. We see some, like, burnt ones. They looks like they got a little bit too much sun.
They're not responsible. They're not wearing their sunscreen. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, somebody here says, I just binge-watched Game of Thrones in 8 days. Not sure how I did it. I don't know how you did it either.
Yeah, that's crazy. He must have not worked or done anything for 8 days.
Well, because let's think about it. So there were 7 seasons prior to this final 8 season, right? 7 seasons, all of them were 10 episodes. So the 7th season had what, 8 or 6?
Had 8.
8. But some of them were a little longer. Some of them along the way have been a little longer than an hour.
Right.
But let's just say, for the argument's sake and for the easy math, so there were 68 episodes. Each an hour apiece. You're talking about 68 hours. So plus, let's say 70 hours.
That's 3 days worth of binge watching.
70 hours of Game of Thrones episodes to catch up on. And you did that in 8 days. I'm not sure how you did it either. Did you take some time off of work?
It took me a month before season 7 to binge everything.
Wait, you hadn't watched the show before then?
I hadn't watched the show before season 7.
Really?
Yeah. I binged it a month before it came out.
Man, so you did like 60 hours.
Yeah, I had a friend whom I was talking to who she recommended me to watch it, and I thought I was going to be watching it with her. That didn't work out.
So you're telling me that she recommended you watch it, and you thought, hey, this is my in?
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't work
Far
out.
Far from it.
But then you fell in love with the show.
Exactly, so it worked out.
Okay, so at least you fell in love
with something.
Some aspect.
Something.
Yeah. Somebody, the texter who chimed in and said they just started watching, says, good thing I can binge watch. Somebody else says, Game of Thrones sucks. Best 2 shows currently on TV are Billions and Barry. All right. Well, first things first, Game of Thrones doesn't suck, but that's your opinion, so you're entitled to it.
Loser.
Second thing is, I have not watched Billions. I've heard it's a very good show.
Me either.
But I haven't seen it.
But we have talked about...
We do both like Barry. Barry is a... Very good show. It's not for everybody. Very dark comedy. Very dark comedy. But I think it's very clever. And there's some parts that are hilarious and also just extremely uncomfortable at the same time. And that combination, I mean, the way they write it, the acting, it's they do a really good job. There's a reason why, both Bill Hader and Henry Winkler both won Emmy Awards for their roles in the show. So... we'll agree on Barry. Billions, I'd like to see that. I've heard good things. You only have so much time, right, to watch some of these shows. So that's something I would need to catch up on. Somebody else here says, tip for the baller, Hialeah Hector. The best pizza joint in Miami is Pizza and Burger by Michael Nina on Collins. Better authentic pie than New York. Are you looking for a New York authentic pizza?
Not really.
You like Cuban pizza.
I like my Cuban pizza.
Okay. Some would argue that if you like Chicago-style pizza. Here's my deal on that. I know Mark Hochman loves Chicago-style pizza. I'm not a huge fan of Chicago-style pizza in this sense. I don't like the sauce on top of the cheese. I prefer it the other way around. But I will say that if you order... Now, some will say this is sacrilegious, but if you order from like a Giorgiano's, Lou Malnati, some of the Chicago pizza places, you can get... like a normal pizza, you know, where they do it, where they put the toppings and the cheese on top of the sauce, and it's a little thicker, and it is excellent. Absolutely excellent. So it's kind of the happy medium between the different styles of pizza. All right, how about this? Let's take a break. I mentioned I was going to tell you about the different options for the Dolphins based on the mock drafts. Haven't gotten around to that because everybody's chiming in on different TV shows, Iguanas, Pat Riley, Postmates, food delivery, whatever it might be. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of them. I can't possibly round up all the mock drafts, but some of the mock drafts and what they have the Dolphins currently doing. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk some Game of Thrones and get into that in a nerd alert warning for everybody out there. But let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. Dolphins mock drafts, plus I'll update you on the NBA playoff scores. That's next year on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.